Let's talk to Dean and find out what's going on here. Fallon, talk to Dean and ask him what's going on and what happened on the date. Go ahead, Fallon.
The Dave Ryan Show's two sides to every date.
All right, Dean, how are ya?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So you sent us an email, and you said you went on a date. What was your date's name? I don't remember, honestly.
Well, you know, her name was Heather.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
We went on a date, and it seemed great, kind of, I guess. I don't know how you want me to describe it. You want me to just jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so what ends up happening is, so we went out, I was interested in her, she was interested in me, we went out to dinner, and here's the thing, okay, I asked a lot of serious questions, but I was joking, but, you know, they're serious questions, and maybe there was a misunderstanding there, like I was going like, hey, how many kids do you have, or, you know, when do you want to get married, hey, how many times a week do you like to have sex? Kind of thing, but I was really just joking, you know, and she was looking at me kind of like how people do, like when they're at a party waiting for someone to come over and save them. And I just think maybe there was a misunderstanding, and I'm just trying to like hopefully clarify that, because I was joking. It was just really just my sense of humor.
Okay. I mean, if you're asking a lot of serious questions back to back, even if you're joking, I feel like that can make you uncomfortable.
Dean, love you. Love you.
You know, that's why I was hoping you guys could help smooth it out, because it's just, maybe I just was like too serious, too many questions, and I, you know, missed my cue kind of a thing.
I think that you are like me. You think certain things are funny, but sometimes you don't know your audience. And this happened a couple of weeks ago, too, on this bit, when it's like, if I was on a date with somebody for the first time, I would probably make a joke like, so how many kids do you think we should have? And at my age, that's hysterical, because it's just, it's not going to happen. But I might also say like, so, I mean, how many times a week do you think we should have sex? But only if she was kind of like vibing the same way. You know what I mean? But if it's like Fallon and I had the same kind of sense of humor. If I say something disgusting to Fallon, mm-hmm. I know that Fallon will either A, laugh, or B, try to top me by saying something even more disgusting and inappropriate.
Yes, that is accurate.
So, but if you were making jokes like, so when you want to get married and how many kids do you want to have? And she was like, I don't really know. It might be a little soon to talk. Then it's like you got to back off. But you think that might have been the reason that she did it?
Yeah, because as soon as I asked those questions, you could just see her sort of, her eyes sort of disappear. And literally, I could tell she was just like, I don't want to be in this situation right now. So, and I felt really bad about it.
I mean, that could have, you know, I'm like, that does seem like the obvious reason. I mean, we always ask, you know, obvious questions that seem obvious to most people, like, was your card declined at the dinner? You know, things like that. People later are like, oh, yeah, that did happen. So that could be why they didn't like me. But you think it's just because you were coming on strong with, it sounds like you were asking, like, personal interview style questions. Did she have a chance to talk at all?
She did.
Okay.
She did. But she was kind of like sort of clamming up there too, though. And I could just tell, I was like, oh, you know, and then I didn't know how to respond to that. So I was like smiling a lot, trying to get her to like, you know, reengage. And she just seemed to kind of like be distracted.
Okay.
Let me ask Jenny. Jenny has been the most recent person to date with us.
Yeah.
If you're on a date for the first time with a guy and you're a funny person, and you would have probably got it, the guy's like, so how many kids do you want to have? I have a couple of questions for you. I know it just meant Jenny, right? Jenny, my name's Dean. a couple of questions for you. First of all, how much money do you make? You would laugh, right?
Yeah, I would laugh.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, because I don't make a whole lot of money. I want to make sure I go with somebody who's got a lot of money. Also, how many times a week do you think we should have sex? Would you still be laughing?
I would be laughing, yes. But Dean, do you feel like she just was lacking a sense of humor? Or do you not? Dean?
Dean might not be able to hear you. I don't know. If you, yeah, I don't know. Dean, are you still there?
Hey, yeah, you just cut out. Yeah. Was she laughing at me, did you ask?
Do you feel like she had a sense of humor?
Yeah, because first we were laughing and everything like that, and then she kind of like, you know, suddenly disappeared there.
Yeah.
So, to be honest with you, I asked a couple of jokey questions earlier, and then she laughed. And then, you know, she just, it was almost instantaneous. And then again, I'm like smiling, going like, ha, 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 ha. And then she even seemed to get weirder. And then it was just, I didn't know how to say it. I didn't know what else to do. So I stopped joking.
Because I've been in a situation where I was on a date with someone who he was extremely dry.
Uh-huh.
And it went on for too long. And I just started going like cold because there was just nothing between us.
Yeah.
But I thought that he wasn't getting my sense of humor too. But I think that was just his personality. But if she was already laughing, then I don't know why she wouldn't have continued to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's nothing worse than when you're making a joke on a date and or any conversation and the other person doesn't get that it's a joke and you're like, that's a joke. And then they go, I know. And it's like, no, you didn't. Shut up. Okay, here's the problem. Dean, not a problem. We're going to get to the bottom of this because we already talked to Heather and she took a little convincing to go on the radio and tell us why she's not interested in seeing you again. But she will tell you. So steady yourself and we'll be back in a second and we'll talk to Heather to find out what went wrong on the date on Two Sides to Every Date, the one he thought went good, the one she obviously did not like. Next,
the Dave Ryan Show's Two Sides to Every Date.
Hey, before we get back to it, some quick shout outs because this is important. Can I give a shout out to my best friend Steph? She should be on her way to work. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Michelle. Another shout out, this is a shout out to Jen and Waylon on their wedding tomorrow after being postponed for a year. Woo. We're ready to party the night away from Mara. I'm invited to this wedding, too. I'm going to be out of there, and I could party the night away. I'm going to be done by 7:30.
Yeah, obviously.
Shout out. And also, we know Selena Gomez sounds bored out of her mind on that ad, and we laugh at it every time that she's
every
on
time.
Because she's like, this is Selena Gomez, and we invite you to come and listen to the iHeartRadio, whatever it is that I'm
really excited
talking about.
To be here. Thanks for having me.
You would think that maybe somebody would have said, hi, I'm Jill. Hi, Selena. Hi. Yeah, listen, I'm going to get fired if you don't do a more exciting job. Can you perk it up a little bit, Selena? Maybe she was tired.
Yeah, I think a little exhausted.
Okay. Dean is on the phone. Dean had a date. Dean was on a date with, was it Heather? Let's say Heather.
Heather.
Yeah.
And Dean thought the date went really well, but then he never heard from her again. And Dean is now looking back and going, I think it might be because I was making jokes that I thought were funny, and I thought she was getting like, so are we going to get married? You want to have kids? Let me ask you a serious question. How many times a week do you think we should have sex? Now, if you're on a date with somebody and they got the same sense of humor, that would be a bold and funny opening move. But apparently what did people think via text, Fallon?
Well, someone said, being a 26-year-old woman, I'm uncomfortable listening to his quote-unquote jokes. Personally, I prefer sarcasm and dark humor, not 30 joking interview questions. Someone else said, on a dating site, when ladies ask what I'm looking for, I say a sugar mama. I'm tired of working so hard. One lady went off on me and blocked me, LOL. Someone said, maybe she can't have kids and it really upset her.
And that could be too, right?
Sounds like she got triggered and started to disassociate because he said like they were joking for a minute and then she like kind of shut off. So it could be any of those things, but she's on the phone, so she's going to tell us.
All right, Heather. First of all, I wanted to say this. Heather was a little bit like, I don't know, guys. I don't know. And they were like, well, he really wants to know. And he's not going to, like, it's not going to crush him. It's not like you're breaking his heart because you've been friends forever. He just wants to know. And maybe he can use this going forward and not do the same thing. So, Heather, first of all, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it. And you obviously remember the date. It wasn't that long ago with this guy, Dean. What happened? I mean, Dean thought it went well, but he has an inkling that it was his sense of humor. Heather, what was your impression of the date? What happened?
Honestly, like, it was an okay date, but I was just, like, super distracted the whole time. yeah, I mean, he had food in his teeth, and I'm not saying that to, like, be mean or mad, but it was like I could only focus on the food in his teeth.
Like green broccoli salad kind of stuff?
I mean, it kind of looked like, I don't know, like breading or something? Like, did he eat a pretzel before he came? I don't know.
God, I feel bad laughing.
That's
Dean,
so funny.
Sorry.
And now you can see why she didn't really want to come on and hurt the guy's feelings. Okay, Dean, stand by. So it's not anything personal. You just had, let me ask you a question, Dean. Did you stop by Auntie Anne's Pretzels on the way to your date and get a big box of pretzel bites with nacho cheese? Be honest with me.
No. And here's the thing, Heather, look, I'm sorry. Listen, it's It's like a one-time thing. I ate something earlier. I did eat a snack because I had worked out. But I brushed my teeth. I got good hygiene. It was like a one-time thing. I mean, this is, it's embarrassing, and now I know why.
I'm dying, Dean, because this is, I feel bad, but now I'm like recalling your story from where you're like, I just kept smiling and trying to make her laugh and stuff. And then it got awkward. So I kept smiling. And now I'm imagining you just smiling and her being like, oh, no.
Okay. Dean, love
it. It's everyone's nightmare.
Heather, I get it. We've all talked to somebody who had either spinach in their teeth or broccoli in their teeth, but I get the one with the bread between the teeth, and it happens a lot to people have braces. I remember it from kids in school. Kids in school would have their sandwich or have their burger, whatever, and their eighth grade, they got braces, and there is stuff all over, and it was gross. Now, I couldn't afford braces because we were poor.
Right.
But the rich kids had braces. So it was just kind of distracting to the point where you didn't hear, it wasn't the questions about how many kids should we have, when should we get married. It was that as he asked those questions, you had to look at, like, the bagel bites in his teeth.
Bagel bites, Jesus.
Yeah, honestly, the questions didn't bother me. I thought they were funny.
Well, knowing that it's a one-time thing with his teeth, and the would you give him another shot, or has that ship sailed?
Honestly, like, teeth are just important to me. I guess it's like something that I should preface it with, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe. I don't.
You don't have to.
Undecided.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You know what? Here's I have a plan. You guys want to hear my plan?
Mm-hmm.
Dean,
yeah.
Text her, and if she doesn't text back, that's your gentle way of getting a no.
Yeah.
And you don't have to text him back. So, Dean, if you want, this is what I would do. I'd polish up your teeth. I'd get some white strips. Mm-hmm. I would floss. I would brush. I would use a water pick. I would clean them choppers. I would send a picture of a big smile and say, hey, if you want to go out again, I'm buying. Something like that. And, by the way, how many kids do you want to have?
Perfect solution.
And then, if she doesn't want to get back to you, then she doesn't want to get back to you. So then there's her gentle way of saying no. Do we agree to this?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Okay, good.
She ain't texting back, I'm telling you right now. I feel bad saying that.
Maybe she doesn't want to. So, yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for being on. We appreciate it. It is Two Sides to Every Day. If you ever go on a date and it doesn't work out well and you thought it did, then shoot me an email to ryanshow@kwb.com for Two Sides to Every Date.